Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so as you know, I feel like I get messages for you every week, especially when they come up multiple times in a week, and this has definitely been the case this week. So wanted to share with you a message that I certainly need to hit myself over the head with. I need to remember this. I need to get better at it. And we talked about it a little bit the other day, but it was in a different context. And sometimes it's helpful to see things through the lens of other people, other experiences, and apply it back to your life. So I'm hoping you can do that with this message. I was on a call with someone. This happens often when you're an entrepreneur, is people want to have a discovery meeting with you to find out if you're the right fit to work together. Of course, totally normal. I'm on a discovery call with this gentleman, super smart, very, very successful, super interesting guy. And he's walking me through his business and some of the challenges he's facing. And then he starts talking a little bit about his philosophy on business and his life. And as he's talking about this, he's very different than I am. Just super interesting. I love meeting different people with different perspectives. You can learn so much from people who are different from you. He starts explaining that one of the reasons he thinks he's so successful in business, or has been so successful in business in his career and in his company, is because he never looks back, ever. And this is interesting because I do not live my life like that, right? So I think there's something to be learned here. I don't know. You tell me, do you ever look back? I mean, I definitely do, to a fault. Right. So, and as he was saying that, I was realizing for myself, ooh, that's a weak spot for me. I have circled the drain before, and I've talked to you about this, you know, where you just keep going round and round the same issue, revisiting it, whether you're beating yourself up about it or just thinking about it, just taking up space in your mind. And as he told me he never does that, it's not part of who he is, I realized how much space he had freed up for new ideas, creativity, opportunity, innovation, moving forward, bigger goals, vision, right? Like, and I just thought that this is something I could benefit from and learn from. When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan,
all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. So I want you to ask yourself, do you spend too much time looking back? Now, I also believe there is value in looking back and saying, okay, I did that not so great. I could do that differently moving forward. I want to learn this lesson, just like we're doing right now, right? Saying, okay, this is something that I haven't been great at in the past, but I can learn from it. And now I can change the way I do things moving forward and change the way I do things today in the present moment. So I do feel like that there is some value in looking back a little, maybe not anywhere near as much as I have been, but I definitely saw that there could be some level of balance between what he was describing and what I've experienced thus far in my life. Okay, he went on to say he absolutely does not look back ever. He does spend time in the present moment, but the majority of his time is spent in the future. Meaning when he's sitting in a meeting or he's doing anything, he's thinking, he's future casting. He's thinking about what's going to be happening next week, next month, tomorrow, next year. He's envisioning this future that he's creating. And this is a very, very successful person. I got so much value for it. You can learn from any conversation, any situation, from anybody, more successful or less successful from you. There's always something of value you can take from people. For me, from this conversation, this person, I just took that applying to my own life. I spend too much time looking backwards, obsessing about why did I do that, or, you know, just hanging on to things and taking up space in my life for something that's already passed. I've been doing a much better job this year staying in the present moment, which has been a work in progress for me, and I'm getting a lot better at it. And I just remind myself daily, oh, hey, we're in this moment right now. And I did it last night with my son. We were on the couch watching NFL playoffs, and I just grabbed him and said, like, this is so fun. I love doing this with, I love that we both love sports. I love hanging out with you. You're such a fun person. And he's like, what's going on with you? And I said, and I'm just really grateful to be here with you right now in this moment. And so getting better at appreciating the moment instead of letting it slip by and, you know, getting on your phone or starting to worry about the work week or my travel, which believe me, I can jump into that real easy too, right? Like we all can. But just reminding myself, hey, be here right now. You can worry about Monday on Monday. You don't need to worry about Monday on Sunday night. And so I'm getting a lot better at that, which is progress over perfection, people. Okay, you know, just thinking about those three compartments, past, present, future, and this client just really hit me over the head with it. Even though he was explaining his own experiences, I was applying it back to me. I hope you apply this to you. Where is it that you're spending too much time? And I don't think, probably can never spend too much time in the present, right? Like that's just good. It's really good. I also think there's a lot of value in spending some time in the future and forecasting and envisioning your goals being achieved and these big dreams. I don't know how much value there is spending too much time in the past, though. And that's something I'm learning from. So I'd love to hear from you. Where is it that you could improve? Or do you feel like you're nailing it in this arena right now, that you're spending a lot of time in the present, some time in the future, forecasting this beautiful vision for your future and seeing yourself achieving your goals and spending very little time circling the drain in the past? Okay, so I found that super helpful. He also explained to me that he had done the same thing in his personal life with the strategy and it hadn't worked out as well. In different arenas of our life, different strategies may need to be applied and we can learn and grow from what's worked well and what hasn't. And I appreciated his perspective. I appreciated the perspective that he gave me on myself. And it took me back to what I shared with you the other day, which was closing the door. You know, back 2023, I talked to you about a relationship I had been in and I was holding space for this person. Even though I didn't really deliberately think I was, I totally was. And deleting that person from my phone literally took that person out of play. And so much has changed for me in 2024. It is wild and so exciting. All of the opportunities and partnerships and people that are showing up in my life now. And I truly think it's a function of deciding to vote that person off the island, deciding to close the door on that chapter, right? And I look back, I was challenging myself to do this weekend and thinking about when that woman fired me and then boom, that door was shut on that company and that relationship with her and how much positive opportunity the Elvis Duran show immediately showed up for me, right? Like, I wrote my first book. It took off. It trumped Donald Trump for number one on the business biography list immediately. Like so many incredible things happen when you fire your villains. And again, I'm not saying it's about this person being a bad person or an evil person. That's not it. But when you fire these things from your life that are taking up space, that are causing you to circle the drain and think about them all the time and obsess about them, you're giving energy to it. It's taking up all this space in your life. That's blocking all these other incredible things from showing up. This much I know for sure. I look back my entire life and I continually see this. So I'm challenging myself this year not to hold space for things that no longer serve me, to fire those villains, to close the door on the past and open up the door to the present and the future potential opportunities. And I am so encouraging you to do the same. I would love to hear from you where you spend too much time, if it's in the past or worrying about the future, or if you feel like you're nailing it pretty well in the present and then just leading yourself forward with this future vision. Speak that future life into an existence that you know is coming. Believe it's coming. Get excited about it and live in the moment right now where you're taking action around making that happen and close the door on those things in the past that are no longer serving you. Bye-bye, 2023. Let's open up the door for this incredible year, 2024. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. And there's another way that I've had success doing the same. It's the same rationale, reasoning. And I'll tell you, for me, that was purging things from my last home. When I sold my condo in South Beach, and now it's a year and a half ago, I cleaned out so much of that house and got rid of so much. I'm actually going through the same process again, getting rid of a ton of stuff right now and giving it away to charity. And I'll tell you, every time I do that, I free up space for new ideas, opportunities to come into my life. So I'm challenging you, do the same, let go of what no longer serves you, leave it in the past, close the door on it, and open the door to new opportunity in your life. It works. It's a game changer, and I am living it right now, and I want to hear if you've ever had an experience like this in your life and what you're looking forward to as your future casting year 2024. Okay, so just another reminder is so often we might want something, but we have trepidation around asking for it, and we think other people are going to judge us or be upset. I was reminded yesterday at church that what you don't ask for, you're not going to get. And our pastor's father is sick, and he stood up with his father and asked everyone, please pray for my father. I'm so happy to pray for him. I hope you wouldn't mind praying for Rich Wilkerson Sr., who's starting his chemo treatments this week and who's dedicated his life to serving others and bringing people closer to Jesus. What an incredible energy. What an incredible outlook he had as he stood up there and said how excited he is for this opportunity, how he knows the Holy Spirit is with him, how he knows that things are going to work out exactly as God's plan has intended. Just the certainty and this belief and faith that I saw, it was incredible. And I asked yesterday on my stories on my Instagram account if people could please pray for him, ask for what you want. And you can't imagine how many beautiful notes I got back from people who were more than happy to do it, who wanted to help, who were grateful that I let them know he was in this challenging period in his life. And they were grateful that they were tapped to pray for him. So sometimes we get in our heads and think we're putting people out. It's going to be too much to ask. But the reality is, let them make that determination. Let them decide what works for them. It's our job just to ask and let them know what the need is. They'll let us know if it's a problem, an opportunity, or something that they're grateful for. Don't make that decision for them. Let them make that decision for them. The same way you would want to make that decision for yourself. And if you could pray for him, Rich Wilkerson Sr., for his health, his healing, and his safety, I would be so, so grateful. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. I'd love it if you could leave a review or share the show with one person you think it could benefit. And if you've got a topic that you want me to dive into, you can send it to me on any social media platform at Heather Monahan, or you can go to heathermonahan.com and leave me a note, and I will take it on for you. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
This journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.